Mishnah ended by saying Yisrael me'eis b'drochai lo'i halochu azavuni v'azavti mifonei mehem na'epochu. In other words, the answer to all of the Eichos is, the reason is because Yidden did not follow my ways. They left me and I left them. Ufonai mehem na'epochu, my face turned away from them. Raganti v'hilalti u'mea v'libi nishpochu. Is therefore I keep wailing until my innards are spilling out from so much crying, my innards cannot contain themselves. How is it that the glory of my head, that they've thrown it all away? Well, you have to understand that Megillat Eicha and the Mekainen, who continues all of the various Eichos, the Eicha is not to be understood as a question that's waiting for an answer. We even have the right to ask questions. But rather, we are expressing the extreme tzad that we have by saying, Eicha, how could it happen? How could it happen? How could it happen? To point out that because of our meisim, that because of our meisim, it led to all the terrible, terrible tzaras, and the fate of Klal Yisrael and the history of Klal Yisrael has been changed. Yisrael ma'eis bedrocha lo alochu azavuni va'azavtim. Answer is always one answer. He did not follow B'derech Hashem. That is the answer to all of the Eichos, no matter which way the Eichos is phrased. No matter what type of Lishoyin is, of course these are different expressions of Tzar that we try to emphasize. But the answer to all of the Eichos comes down to it that Yisroel B'drochai Lo Halochu. It's pointed out, if you see, it says there, Ayolosi Lezrosi. Right before the end, and just a few lines above, you see before the end, Eyolosi Lezrosi, which means, my strength, please come to my assistance. Yakov Yibroka, you are my strength. Eyolosi Lezrosi, my strength, you are Yibroka, meaning, Yibroka, you are my strength, please come to my aid. Tarti Chazois, Tarti Falloshim V'yosuru, to search. V'yosuru is there at Canaan, to spy. Tarti Chazois, I search to see you. V'chol shono oimeres, hi ha'shono hazois. Every year, Yid says that hi ha'shono hazois, that this is going to be the last Tisha B'Av. Every Tisha B'Av, this is what the Mekainen already saying so many years ago, that every year, Yid says that this should be our last Tisha B'Av. He hopes, Ezras Hashem, Yulosi Lezrosi Kodesh Baruch Hu, you come to be my aid, come to be my strength. The Chol Shono, that this is going to be the last Tisha B'Av. As we mentioned sometimes, that this is the source of the meaning that some have not to put away their kinnah. They were Yidden who purchased every year, they bought a new kinnah. The reason is simply to show that we hope that this is going to be, maybe that's why the Shul lost the kinnahs here last night, you couldn't find it. So I hope that's the reason. So Kaponim, that's the Yidden B'Chol Shono Hazois, because every year we say that this is the last. This, in fact, is going to be the last Tisha B'Av, and there's no need anymore for the kinnahs. The emes is, there is the Levush. Great Levush, of course, contemporary of the Maral 4 centuries ago, the great Paisik. And Levush writes, we know that there are different minhagim, whether the Megillat Eicha is read from a klaf or not. Chazon Ish's minhag was that he did read Eicha, was read from a klaf. The Levush writes, we do not read Eicha from a klaf, and again, there's different Paisikim. And Levush's reason, which is noteworthy for us, Levush writes the reason that Eicha, rather than Megillat Esther, which of course is, why is Megillat Eicha not written from a klaf? Because writing Megillat Eicha from a klaf, if a seifis is down to write it, that gives permanency, says the Purim Beis Hamikdash. We don't want to give permanency, we don't want to bang in nails, but we hope that it's gone, it's something of the past. It will be Zeicha every year that goes by, that this is going to be the year of Binyan Beis Hamikdash. When a sefer sits down consciously to write Megillat Eicha, takes quite a while to write it, right? It takes more than a day at least. The B'chol Yoyim B'Yoyim Achakalei Sheyovei somehow seems to be sort of like contradicted. So like the sefer, you know, he knows it's going to take him 2 weeks to write the Megillah, which means, okay, for the next 2 weeks, Mashiach is not coming, right? I'm writing the Megillah, Megillat Eicha. You don't want to paskin up that way. We don't want to even give the impression that that's the way it's going to look like. And therefore, says the Levush, Megillat Eicha is not written from a klaf. When it comes to this next kin also by Rabbi Lozer HaKalir, Echo tifarti merashoisai hishlichu. The Tiferet of Hashem, of course, that is the Beis Hamikdash. That is the glory. The house of Hashem. And the Mekoinen says that Echo Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, is in the Mekoinen. Kodesh Baruch Hu cries, we all cry, the Novi cries. How did you allow that my tifarti should be thrown away, should be thrown away from my head? Who can neged kisa hakovid, and opposite mamish the kisa hakovid, where the kisa hakovid should be, tzelem im lichu, a tzelem, the goyim, the rishoyim, that he placed a tzelem into the hechol, and the Avodah Zarah was placed. And of course, the answer comes down, that v'non im b'chukosai telechu, of course the answer is, if you would have fallen b'chukosai telechu. Same thing, Yisroel b'drochai lo yholochu. What we're going to find out, and we want to point out just one or two places, small places, that we find out the Mekoinen already is showing us, and here he incorporated into the Kina the argument that many, many religions always are trying to prove because of the jealousy, and deep down they understand Klal Yisrael is the Ato B'chartonu. A Jew can never do right by a Goy, because there is something about a Yid's special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Mesoilim, that they cannot take it. We find, Lamoshul, that the Noitzrim, that Christians used to argue, and this always is heard over and over again, the same thing. They used to say that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu destroyed Yerushalayim, why should Jews rebuild it? Now they're using, he says, you believe in Hashem? Well, if Hashem would have wanted it destroyed, so why trying to rebuild it? Why? This is the way Hashem wanted it to do. And that's what was argued in the time of Rabbi Shur ben Chananya. You know what it tells us? The time of Rabbi Shur ben Chananya, that those Goyim, that they maintained, that Yidden should not be permitted, that they should have a heter to rebuild the city, because the destroyed state of the city showed that it was rejected by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu rejected it. Now, if Kodesh Baruch Hu rejected it, so why are you to change it? It's similar like the wrong philosophy, but there they don't follow that philosophy. It's what the Gemara tells us on the Pasuk himself, of the Kamater Kachoyvel, on the Pasuk of Verapo Yerape, Mekan Shinitin Rishus L'Roifel L'Rapo, double Lashon, Verapo Yerape, what's the double Lashon? That a doctor was given Rishus L'Rapo. Why need a Rishus? Why need the Torah have to give Rishus to a doctor to heal? The Torah goes down the plane because there used to be a philosophy, and there's still some religions that have that philosophy. So Yoimi Rachmona, right? Rachmona Mochi, and you are Masi. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you sick. What right do you have to heal yourself? Illness came in a Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a person to be sick. So you have no right to release yourself, no right to remove yourself. So to reject that notion, the Rapa Yerapa, that was, yes, on the one hand, of course, everything's been a Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you sick, but the same Rebbe Yehoshua made you sick. He had a reason for making you sick, but he also now gave you a right, not he gave you a right, you have a chiyuv to do whatever is possible to heal yourself, if you can. By the way, the Ramban is a totally different explanation. The Ramban says, you know why a doctor needs Rishus L'Rapos? Because the doctor is only a human being. And Ramban said, Ramban himself was also a physician. And Ramban says, many times a doctor fails in an operation. And instead of saving a patient, unfortunately, the patient dies on the table. So many a doctor might refrain from doing operations because of the concern and the worry that if something happens like that, it will be considered to be a ritzeach. The Ramban says, comes the Torah and says, or maybe somebody won't want to go into medicine, maybe. He'll say, listen, if I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to have to perform operations or prescribe certain refuahs, and certain refuahs are not perfect, and maybe just the opposite. You can. There's a certain doctor, by the way, over here, he's not practicing anymore, there's a Kosher person, we all know him. He told me once, he's involved with cancer treatments, used to be. So he told me, he says, he believes that a doctor on Yom Kippur, on Al-Khayt, he should add a special Al-Khayt for himself and maybe give just a little bit more chemotherapy. This is what this doctor said, Kosher person, Yushamayim. You never know, you can only measure Kavakat too little, that's not going to help. Too much Cholil is the other way. So how do you know exactly? He said that a doctor was involved with these situations about the Al-Khayt. Of course, it wasn't the Mezid Chaz B'Shon. But even B'Shoigik, the Tzichah B'Shoigik is also something. But Ramban comes along to say, doctors, don't make this Cheshbonos. You have to exercise, according to your ability, to the best of your knowledge, you have to do the best you can. B'Shoigik decides it's not successful, but that's with the B'Shoigik's Cheshbonos. And should not hold back because of the Cheshbonos that you're not perfect. You're talking not perfect. And some have a devastating effect. That you, according to your knowledge, according to the way you understand that this is the best way to do it, and this is what you're supposed to do, that's what you should be doing at the time. That's the Rirapa Yerapa. So the Goyim used to always ask, if the Rebbein Shloim, so this is what the Rebbein Shloim wants, what right do you have to remove that? Russia wanted to destroy Yerushalayim. What right do we have to rebuild it? That becomes the argument. It still is, and it continues to come up until Mashiach will come. It'll always come, this type of situation. And this really, this argument is really being presented here in the Kineh, as you'll notice. I'll point it out. By the way, not only this Kineh, in a number of other Kinehs as well. In this Kineh, Eichot Tefarti, he writes as follows. If you go down a number of stanzas, in the art scroll, I don't have the art scroll Kineh, but I believe it's page 174. You can take a look. You have the art scroll Kineh. I have the words, though. I don't need it. It says, Hoyot Tzurchem, if you can find it. I think it's on page 174. Hoyot Tzurchem. These are the words of the Goyim. The Goyim is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyot Tzurchem, HaTzur. Hagam Goyim is saying, how? HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to be a rock. Hoyot. The Goyim are saying, he used to be a rock. Uma'uzchem, umizgabuchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to be your rock, he used to be your power, he used to be your strength. But Hobach Liyavzor, it all changed now. That's what the Goyim are saying. That's what the Christians are saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu abandoned you. He rejected you. Hobach Liyavzor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu now turned into an Arzor, and Nilcham Bochem. HaNoitzarchem, the one that used to keep you, in Deitzer Mishmire. HaNoitzarchem, the one that used to be Shomer you. Netzer L'Shoinecha Meiro, Netzer means to watch over. The one that used to watch over you. Rechakchem, he had distanced you. Choshekchem, the one who was at Cheshik, the one who loved you. Tiyabchem, he turned you into a Toyeva. You're now an abomination for him. You used to be his prize. You're no longer. Klal Yisrael no longer the prize. The Ayah of Tochas, we are asking, watching how the Goyim are pointing all this out to us. So the Mekoyne says, V'ayi, so now we ask, where is the Haftoches? And they ask the Kai, Udaptim is Oyvechem. The power that we had is to chase over our enemies. And to show you just another place where this is again is reiterated. Take a look here, and this is the 176 in the Art Scroll, all the way in the bottom. The last stanza in the 176, Potsu Zaydin. Potsu Zaydin. Zaydin, these are the Rishoyim. V'hazeidim mehero yikareisu. V'hazeidim. Zeidim are the Rishoyim. Fotu is Zeidim. The Zeidim opened their mouths, the Rishoyim, and they are saying, Litnemi techale. Before whom are you davening for? You think HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to your tefillah techale to Moshe ve'echel Moshe? Litnemi techale. Am kovet v'yovoin. He says, Pokad v'yeloa. You have now become heavy on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. He doesn't want to carry you anymore. You become heavy like a heavy stone. He's dropped you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has dropped you. Don't expect, don't wait for any Oysu Moifes Upela. It's all over, it all ended. This is what he's pointing it out, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu annulled the relationship. He used to be your rock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used to be your protector. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned into an Arzor, they're saying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned cruel, and he made war against you. He says, V'nilcham bochem. That is the Lashon. And he says, the one who used to love you, Choshekchem, knowing that he loved you, he now resents you, and he treats you with contempt. This is the main accusation that throughout the ages, it didn't stop, which continued always to be hurled against Eden by the Sinim, Mamish to this day. This is the idea, and this is the point that the Mekoyanim is trying to tell us. This is all part of the pains of the Golus that we are going through. But we know, of course, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with us.